fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth and happy Ascension Thursday. Today's the Solemnity of the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? It's a special day, a holy day set aside to remember and to celebrate and to rejoice in a fact. The fact that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead and is now seated. He rose from the dead and he ascended to the right hand of the Father. Jesus, really his resurrection, friends, and his ascension are one act, even though there was time in between the two. Jesus rose from the dead so that he might reign with the Father. Jesus rose in his flesh. He shares something with you and with me. He raised humanity in that resurrection. Humanity that was destined for the grave, destined to be food for worms, destined for separation from God forever. Jesus burst the bonds of death, rose from the grave. He rose alive again, animated his body that he inherited from his mother, right? That Mary passed on to him. That body was raised for glory. And he was raised to be seated at the right hand of the Father with all majesty and power. And literally from that place of power to save the human race. In these last days of human history, however long as I've been saying this week, however long that chapter is, St. Peter told us on the day of Pentecost, the outpouring of the Spirit, which we celebrate next week, he said, now, what was prophesied, it is happening in the world. The Son of God has begun the new creation. The Son of God has begun that new thing, that life-transforming, saving reality. He's the one who's come to save, and he's pouring out his Spirit. This is the sign that we're in the last days. This is the sign that people are being saved and transformed, because the promise of Joel is being fulfilled, where Joel said, I will pour out my Holy Spirit, I'll pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And your young men will dream dreams, your old men will see visions, they will prophesy, we'll see signs and wonders. That's the outbreak of the coming of the kingdom of God. It's the sign that the King is on his throne, Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. And the culmination, as Pope Benedict had put it at one time, of Jesus' entire ministry was for the outpouring of the Spirit. But friends, today we celebrate the Ascension. There's no outpouring of the Holy Spirit. There's no hope for the world. There's no saving grace poured into the world. There's no eternal life that the apostles proclaim. They said the eternal life that was with the Father has appeared to us. We've seen it. We've touched it with our own hands. That eternal life is the Spirit now given to us. There's no giving of the Holy Spirit without Jesus' enthronement in all authority and power at the right hand of the Father. And Peter makes that clear, St. Peter, on the day of Pentecost itself, where he said, this Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. The apostles are simply testifying to what they know as fact. He said, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this which you now see and hear. Peter's saying, how does Pentecost happen? How did this outpouring of the Spirit take place? What does it mean? What it means is that Jesus of Nazareth is seated at the right hand of the Father, and all power and authority are his, and the Father has given over to him his exalted Son, the exalted one who has won the victory over all that holds us down, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and who's now brought human flesh into an entirely new existence, being beyond death, existence beyond death. It's in him. And it's from him, from this exalted state, from this power, from this majesty, that Jesus, the Messiah, the one filled with the Spirit, becomes like a spring of water, friends, a never-ending spring, a glorious, thundering stream, a river of pure, clean water. The Spirit is poured out onto all flesh, and its source is Jesus of Nazareth. He's the only Savior of the world. He's the only one that can give us this life that we need. The first reading at Mass today in the Solemnity of the Ascension of our Lord is Acts 1, 1 through 11. It's Jesus' last time with the apostles. While he was meeting with them, Luke records, he said, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem. He said, stay in Jerusalem, but and wait for the promise of the Father. Jesus' eye is on fulfilling the Father's promise. And the promise of the Father is, as we said all week long in Jeremiah, a new law to be put in our hearts, that all men would know him, all women would know him, all children could know him, and really say that I know God. I know God personally in the way that the recent popes I mentioned yesterday described, and actually described time and time again. John Paul II, he said, it's necessary to awaken again in all believers a full relationship with Christ, mankind's only Savior. Only from a personal relationship with Jesus can an effective evangelization take place. He said sometimes even Catholics have lost or never had a chance to experience Christ personally. Not Christ as a mere paradigm or a value, but as a living Lord, the way, the truth, and life. And here we are today celebrating, friends, his Lordship. What does that mean? It means that he literally has all power and authority over everything. And he has begun something new. And this is the good news Christianity proclaims. Something entirely new has happened in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and his ascension into glory. Everything has changed. The book of Revelation says, behold, I make all things new. Jesus has come to make all things new. And that means you and that means me. And he makes us new by bringing us from death to life through repentance, through baptism, and through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So with urgency, the recent popes have said, you know, Christianity, here's Pope Benedict, Christianity is not a new philosophy or a new morality. It's not a religious system, friends. We can miss the point of it all by thinking about it in those terms. Just another religious system where people are trying to describe God or try to have some kind of religious spiritual consolation in their life. No, no. Christ has come among us. God has broken into human history and he's transformed everything in his Son. So again, Pope Benedict, Christianity is not a new philosophy or a new morality. We are only Christians if we encounter Christ. Christianity is new life in a person, in Jesus. It's meeting Christ, encountering Christ, repenting of our sins, receiving Christ in the power of the Spirit. The Holy Father goes on, but we too can encounter Christ in the Scriptures, in prayer, in Eucharist, in the life of the church, if we really open our hearts, if we fully offer ourselves to him, if we open ourselves to his grace. He said we can touch Christ's heart and feel him touching ours only in this personal relationship with Christ, only in this encounter with the risen one, do we truly become Christians. There it is. And my fear, and I think this is so true, one of the reasons why the church is so weak in our time, why there's so little mission and evangelization going on, why there's so little countercultural life, is because so few people have known this reality, having been touched by Christ. Have you touched the heart of Jesus Christ? That living, beating, glorious, exalted heart of Jesus Christ? Have you touched it? Do you know him? You're destined to know him. That's what all this is about. The prophet Jeremiah, the words of the prophet, behalf of the Lord, they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. Ezekiel 36, I will put my spirit within you and I'll cause you to observe all my ordinances and to walk in all my statutes. Saying, I'll cause you to love me. I'll cause you to love my will, to love my Father's will, the way I love my Father's will. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He draws us into relationship with him that's real. And we become his disciple. And we follow in his footsteps. Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's what he said on the day of his ascension to the apostles. Ephesians chapter 1, Paul, who had such a glorious vision of the majesty of Jesus, his glory. Friends, Jesus is the Lord of all. Jesus is the only one to be loved and feared totally. Jesus is the King of glory. I love C.S. Lewis. He calls him the young prince of the universe, the conqueror. And you know, friends, he taught the apostles how to pray. They saw him pray and they wanted to learn how to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this. Our Father, speak to God as your Father, because now in the Spirit, you have become his child. You've been born again by water and the Spirit. Through baptism, you've been raised a child of God. That's the heart of Jesus. That's what he wants to put in your hearts. First of all, is a love for the Father. And that means a love like Jesus had to obey the Father, his every command, every command. I mean, you can tell, friends, I mean, there's people who talk as if they're Catholic and talk as if they're Christian. They really do live by their own commands. They do. There's all kinds of them. They're in the paper. I mean, they're in the news. They're on blogs. They are proposing ways of life. They're proposing patterns of life, worldviews, philosophies, values that totally contradict the Father. Jesus said he came to do the Father's will. And when we're really in the Spirit, we're united to the ascended Lord Jesus Christ, who with all power and authority is establishing his Father's order in the world. Those who say they're Catholic and live totally as if they don't know God, and they live fully in the world, they boast in their pride, those are not sons and daughters of God. They're not alive in the Spirit. Their hearts are not turned to the Father. And it breaks the heart of Jesus. Jesus goes on in teaching the apostles, pray, hallowed be thy name. Every disciple has a heart to honor the Father and set apart his name as holy, to know his holiness. Thy kingdom come. Jesus said, pray that the kingdom would come. That's what the Spirit will pray. When you're alive in the Spirit, when you're receiving this, you'll know the Lordship of Jesus. You'll be able to confess like Paul tells us. If you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and confess with your lips that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved. To say, he's my Lord. I know he's the King, and I want to live under his kingship. That's what Jesus said we ought to pray for. That's what the Spirit wants us to pray. And then he goes on to say, thy will be done. Jesus said, pray not just for yourself and the things you're worried about. Pray that the kingdom of God would come and my reign would come through the power of my Spirit and that my will would be done. What's the will of God? God desires all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what the Spirit wants to pray in us and move us to live in the kingdom. Pray for the outpouring of the Spirit, the establishment of the kingdom, and for the salvation of souls. That's the heart of Jesus Christ. God bless you, friends. Hope you have a chance to celebrate today the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.